When Nevada's Democratic Governor Steve Sisolak gave his State of the State address, he laid out an agenda that called for more education funding, increasing the minimum wage, and implementing background checks on gun sales. Now, with the session in full swing, lawmakers are turning some of that agenda into legislation. KUNR's political reporter Paul Boger sat down with Governor Sisolak in his office in Carson City to talk about his priorities as lawmakers get to work.
I want to start off by talking about your first month as governor. How are you enjoying the job so far?
Loving it. It's an honor to be here, and I'm humbled by the confidence the voters put in me, and we're working hard.
You know, I ask that because in the first month you delivered a State of the State that laid out a fairly aggressive agenda. And I wanted to break that down a little bit. First and foremost, you proposed a budget that called for quite a bit more spending and pushing the budget to about $8.8 billion. Why is that?
Well, because I think there's programs that have been underfunded for a long, long time here. They needed to be funded, whether that's Meals on Wheels, it's investing more money in education, investing more money in mental health, and the various programs that we proposed making the investments in, and it was necessary to move our state forward.
You also laid out that plan with the goal of not creating any new taxes. How do you go about doing that?
Well, there's enough revenue growth in the budget that we think we can cover all those expenses, those potential increased categorical areas, and we won't have to increase any taxes.
But there is a plan to prevent the sunset of certain taxes.
There's two, if you want to call them sunset. One is the transfer of money from one fund to another. That's not a sunset of a tax. It's a transfer of tax. The other is a tax that would have otherwise ended in a few months, but the state budget is fine the way it is, so we can use that additional revenue to fund some of these programs.
Increasing education funding was a major platform during the election. Under your plan, the state would stop putting money into specific programs and move more towards putting the money into the DSA or and giving it to schools or districts as a lump sum. You know, what would that do for those districts in the public school system?
Yeah, I'm a big believer that the revenue and the investment in education that we're making should follow the students, not follow the schools. And the way we have it done under DSA is that money would follow a student regardless of where that student attended, so it would be fairer for all students that are involved.
Closer to like a weighted student formula, right?
Correct.
And how would that improve the districts themselves?
Well, it's going to give every student the same opportunity. I've argued all along it shouldn't matter what your zip code is or what your family's income is in order to see how much money you're going to get. This way, under the proposal with the weighted formula in DSA, if a student is a special education student or an ELL student, the additional money would follow that student regardless of what school they go to.
Lawmakers are about to hold a big hearing on background checks. What needs to happen in the state to pass stricter background check laws?
Well, what needs to happen is we need to institute the will of the voters. The voters spoke. They voted on this issue. People wanted a background check, close the loophole on background checks, and it's my understanding that's what they're going to move forward with as they have their hearings.
Do you know what that bill looks like, or have you seen it yet?
I have not.
So is there anything specific that you think needs to be done to enforce that? Because in the previous administration, they said that that was unenforceable. So what has changed in the last 2 months, if you will?
Well, I'll leave it to the legislature to explain what the bill is going to be, but I think that it clearly is enforceable. It's a priority for my administration to enforce background checks. That was not the case with the group that came before me, and our philosophy, I guess, is different. So that's why we're going to move forward with it.
Northern Nevada has identified a housing shortage as a major concern. The Economic Development Authority of Western Nevada is projecting another 50,000 jobs over the next 5 years. What can you as governor, or what do you think the legislature can do to improve housing availability in the state as a whole?
Well, we're allocating $10 million for, you know, affordable housing, that, you know, tax credits that are going to help. It's going to be a start down that road for affordable housing, but a lot of it has to be done as part of project approvals as we move along. The local jurisdictions, I come from a county that, you know, you have to give something, whether that's more vertical or more density on some of these parcels, in order to make the house more affordable for folks. This is the first generation that we're putting, unfortunately, the aspect of home ownership out of the reach of an awful lot of individuals. So that's something I want to do whatever we can to change so everybody can have that dream of owning their own home.
Lastly, I think I'd be remiss if I didn't ask about economic development. Tesla recently announced a round of layoffs. How does that bode for the state's incentive deal with them? And what are you taking away from it? Are we going to continue down this road of tax incentives for large corporations? Or, you know, you've mentioned that you would like to look more towards small and medium-sized businesses.
Yeah, I'm a big proponent of small and medium. I think there's a place for both, but I'm a big proponent of small and medium-sized businesses. You give them an opportunity to establish themselves, to grow, to expand, if that's the case. I did meet with the folks from Tesla as it relates to their layoffs. It's not going to impact what any of their incentives were. They're continuing forward with their expansion in different areas. This is a type of a reorganization or a retooling of what they have, and they've committed that they're going to continue to expand moving into the future.
Governor Sisolak, thank you so much for joining me.
Pleasure. Real honor. Thanks for having me.
That was Nevada Governor Steve Sisolak speaking with KUNR's Paul Boger. During the interview, you may have heard the acronym DSA. That stands for Distributive School Account, a pot of money directed for K-12 education in Nevada.